bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Julia Train. President Vladimir Putin won a record post-Soviet landslide in Russia's election on Sunday, cementing his already tight grip on power in a victory he said showed Moscow had been right to stand up to the West and send its troops into Ukraine. Putin, who first rose to power in 1999, made it clear that the result should send a message to the West that its leaders will have to reckon with an emboldened Russia, whether in war or in peace, for many more years to come. The outcome means Putin is set to embark on a new 6-year term that will see him overtake Joseph Stalin and become Russia's longest-serving leader for more than 200 years if he completes it.
I hope that this will be a very methodological work, very consistent work over the coming years. So we will have some selection at the first step and then some further steps, but we'll be working in this direction.
Audio translated and provided by Sky News Australia. A dispute over border security funding threatens to force a shutdown of vast swaths of the federal government in less than a week, as Congress and the White House struggled Sunday to reach a deal on long-term spending legislation. Funding for roughly 70% of the federal government, including Departments of Defense, State, and Homeland Security, as well as the IRS and Transportation Security Administration, will lapse at 12:01 a.m. Saturday, unless Congress acts before then. A prolonged shutdown could have cascading effects on the government and economy. 2/3 of IRS employees would face furloughs at the height of tax filing season, and the roughly 1.3 million active duty United States military service members would remain on the job without pay. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is defying international criticism and has reaffirmed his determination to launch an offensive in Rafah. The city is crammed with around 1.5 million Palestinians from other parts of Gaza seeking refuge. His comments come as the German Chancellor, on a Middle East trip, restated his opposition to the plan. However, Netanyahu said no international pressure will stop Israel from achieving all of its war aims. He said the offensive in the city of the southern tip of the Gaza Strip will happen and will take several weeks.
We're going to do it while we enable the civilian population in Rafah to leave, as we've done up to now, but we have to finish the job.
Audio provided by ABC News. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.